I really do feel as though there's a major shift happening, generally, but also definitely in myself. I'm seeing that what we call the personal and behavior and the unconsciousness has dropped away to such an extent that I don't even connect now when people are talking about their problems. Previously, if anybody talked about any disturbance in their life, a part of me used to turn on automatically and say, what can be done about this? What can I say? What can I help them see? And now that doesn't happen. It's as though personal behavior is now totally irrelevant. There is something else. And I think that was encapsulated by Bruce Lipton's, the 10 minutes I sent out. I think that was excellent. And we all need to hear that over and over and over until we reprogram our brains from the old to the something else, which is everything is one. Everything affects everything else. Every thought has an effect not only on everything, but specifically to our own lives. And until we get that, we will, as a race, stay on this circuit of what in the East called samsara, of just doing the same thing over and over, fixing something and thinking that's going to take care of it. It doesn't. It comes back again and again in different forms. Until we're aware of it, accept it, which is taking care of it, which we don't do. And in connection with this is human behavior. It is now almost unbelievable to see how people behave. The level of the television programs that people watch in their millions, which are just absolute rubbish. The comedies are stupid, childish, and most of everything else is violence and conflict. Practically everything is violence and conflict. Even the children's cartoons. And it seems to be a trend, and I'm hoping it's building up to something, so that eventually we say, enough. And how we get into fashions and trends, because we know how fashion does that. It has to keep changing the fashion so that people buy new clothes all the time. We are trapped in more. Everything has to be more. But then there are fashions in television, even documentaries. The one at the moment now is the flash screen, where scenes flash by and loud music, crash, crash, crash. Then it slows down, and then it gives you the whole program in short scenes, flashes on, flashes off, flashes on. Then it gives the title. Then comes the commentator. And then most of the program is the commentator talking. It might be a nature program, but you don't hardly see any nature. And the other new trend is the camera goes so close, it fills the screen with the commentator's face, pimples and all. And that, it keeps doing that. That's what we do now. And it seems like everything has to be louder and faster and more dramatic, or they don't get people's attention. The other very strange thing is what seems to be happening to me more and more is women's makeup. It's going crazy. Is especially the eyes, women using so much caked up makeup around the eyes. To me, they look disgusting. False eyelashes, caked makeup, and so much makeup on the skin, you can't see the skin, you just see this mask. And it's become a trend, and that's what happens. To me, it's a symptom of hiding, not being who we are, trying to present another image and making a terrible job of it. So it does seem, and I'm hoping it's so, that everything is building up to something. And then maybe we'll have a click. Like people have a click in the Satori group. It just goes click, and suddenly they see. They see all the things they've been unconscious about. Another very common thing, and it seems to be getting more, is how often people use cliches, fixed sayings that keep coming into the conversation, together with, you know, like, and the young people do it so often, it's unbelievable how unconscious they are. And that's the thing with cliches. See, a cliche is the person is not there, they're not present, they're too lazy to be so present in the moment to say something. They grab something off the shelf, a cliche, and it says them, they don't say it. And again, that's increasing, and I'm hoping that's leading up to something. Not being present. And you listening to this, you know, I keep attempting to get you to do experiments where you'll be in the moment. Just try this for one day. One day. See if you can be so aware with yourself. Maybe run a recorder so you can listen to it yourself afterwards. How often you say, you know, like, you know what I mean. And cliches. Look before you leap, or see if you can catch how often you say that, because when you do that, you're not there. You're not present. And that's where lies your misery. Present. Here. Now. Say what you're saying. And say it to this person you're talking to. Not running your story and scattering it all over. Tune in to this person in this moment. Wait for a while and see how you respond to this person. Your body language, your expressions, your tone of voice. To be with them. Because until we start to connect with each other, we won't connect with the fundamental energy of everything, which is love. And then we won't go into that now, but until you love yourself, you won't love someone else. Loving yourself, just briefly, loving yourself is not thinking you're wonderful. Loving yourself is seeing yourself clearly. And you may say, oh, I'm greedy still. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just see yourself and say, yes, I see that. I will be with that. I won't support it. I won't suppress it. I won't judge it. I'll just be with it. Just be with yourself. Just as you are, in each moment, and you'll be amazed how good you feel. Just a little bit more on being yourself. As we don't spend a lot of time being very present with ourselves, we automatically accept what our mind brings up the past, and it brings up what other people have told us about ourselves when we were young. And normally it is negative. It's what you've done wrong and how you should be. And then that's what you grow up with. And that's what's running as a background program to you all the time. And previously I mentioned if greed is there or the gross things there. But there's all sorts of subtle things there as well. One of the major ones is fear, and no matter how much I talk, I won't be able to get over just how much fear is in your life. So you may look and say, no, I'm not afraid of anything. You keep looking, and you'll find you're afraid of almost everybody all the time. And it gets more and more and more subtle as you look, but you're afraid not to have approval, or afraid to get disapproved, or more and more subtle fear. Eventually it ends up as the fear of death, which is ridiculous because you are going to die. That's why in the East often gurus get their disciples to go and be with people who are dying over and over and over and over until you get used to it. Fear. And all the little fears about yourself and your behavior. Once again, just for one day, as an experiment, say, today, this is who I am. If I have a negative thought, I'll have a negative thought. If I'm upset, I'll be upset. In fact, if you really want to do an experiment, this is what we used to do in the groups, exaggerate it. So if you find yourself judging somebody, you needn't say it to them, but to yourself, really, really judge them. Go for it. Exaggerate it. And often you end up laughing. You see, what it is the mind keeps it in such a thin line you don't see. If you exaggerate it, you see it more clearly. And then you find it's not that serious. Nothing is that serious when you see it clearly. So once again, have an experiment of being more aware of the day and your thoughts and how you are. And keep telling yourself, just for today, it's okay. Just for today, it's okay to be me. Try it. Once again. Not seriously.